Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever felt hesitant to share the gospel message with others? Do you ever find yourself compromising your beliefs or values in order to fit in or avoid conflict? As Christians, we are called to be not ashamed of the gospel, to boldly proclaim the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ, regardless of the cost. In this devotional, we will explore the concept of being not ashamed of the gospel, and the importance of living out our faith in a world that is often hostile to the message of Christ. Join us today as we explore the Word of God on the topic, not ashamed. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
As human beings, we often face situations where we feel ashamed or embarrassed. It could be because our actions, words, or even thoughts. Today, one of the things people are ashamed to share, including believers, is the gospel. As Christians, we are called to a different standard. We are called to live a life that reflects the love of Christ, and that means we should never be ashamed of the gospel. From our Bible text today in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, Apostle Paul declared, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." Gospel is the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It is the message of hope and redemption that has the power to transform lives. As believers, we have a responsibility to share this message with others and to live a life that reflects its truth. Being not ashamed of the gospel means that we are willing to stand up for what we believe in, even if it means facing persecution or ridicule. It means that we are willing to share our faith with others, even if it is not popular or accepted by society. It means that we are willing to live a life that reflects the values and principles of Jesus Christ, even if it means going against the norm. Paul, the apostle, was a great example of someone who was not ashamed of the gospel. He faced intense persecution and suffering for his faith, yet he remained steadfast in his commitment to Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8, Paul encourages Timothy, his protege, not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to join him in suffering for the sake of the gospel. Paul knew that the gospel was worth any cost and that it had the power to change lives. Are you ashamed to share the gospel today? Do you find it difficult to talk about Jesus in a public space or even on your social media account? You may think people will say this guy is an old school. Some of us even find it difficult to talk about Christ to our colleagues, talk less of those we don't know. The gospel of Christ is something we should be happy to be identified with. As Christians, we must recognize the worth of the gospel and the power it holds. We must be willing to share it with others, even if it means facing persecution or ridicule. In Matthew chapter 5 verses 11 to 12, Jesus tells us, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." When we share the gospel with others, we may face opposition or rejection. However, we must remember that we are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, and He will give us the courage and strength we need to proclaim the truth. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus tells His disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The Holy Spirit empowers us to share the gospel with boldness and confidence. In Acts chapter 4 verse 31, we read, "After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. When we pray and seek the Holy Spirit's guidance, He will give us the words to speak and the courage to share the gospel with others. As we consider the topic of being not ashamed of the gospel, let us take a moment to reflect on our own lives. Are there times when we have been hesitant to share the gospel with others, perhaps out of fear of rejection or ridicule? Have we ever compromised our beliefs or values in order to fit in or avoid conflict? Have we been more concerned with pleasing others than with living out our faith? Let us also consider the example of Jesus, who was willing to suffer and die for the sake of the gospel. He did not shy away from proclaiming the truth, even when it meant facing opposition and persecution. Are we willing to follow His example, to boldly share the message of salvation with those around us, regardless of the cost? One example of someone who lived out the principle of being not ashamed of the gospel is the late Reverend Billy Graham. Graham was a renowned evangelist who preached to millions of people around the world during his lifetime. He was known for his unwavering commitment to sharing the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, even in the face of opposition and criticism. In the book, Just As I Am, the autobiography of Billy Graham, Graham recounts an experience he had during a trip to the Soviet Union in 1982. At the time, the Soviet Union was still a communist state, and religion was heavily suppressed. Graham was invited to speak at a conference for Christian leaders, but he was warned by the authorities not to share the gospel message. Despite this warning, Graham knew that he could not compromise his beliefs. As he writes in his autobiography, "I knew that the gospel was the only answer to the spiritual hunger of mankind. I also knew that I would not be true to my calling if I failed to proclaim it. I therefore decided to make the gospel my main emphasis in every address, although I would do so with sensitivity to the situation and the audience." During his talks at the conference, Graham spoke boldly about the gospel message, even though he knew that his words could put him at risk. He writes, "I was willing to suffer whatever consequences might result from my boldness. I knew that God had called me to proclaim the gospel, and I was willing to obey Him, whatever the cost." Despite the risks, Graham's messages were well received by the Christian leaders in attendance, and many of them expressed their gratitude for his boldness in sharing the gospel message. Graham's willingness to be not ashamed of the gospel, even in a hostile environment, is a testament to his faith and courage. This story of Billy Graham reminds us of the importance of being willing to share the gospel message, even in difficult or hostile situations. As Christians, we are called to be bold and courageous in proclaiming the truth of the gospel, even if it means facing opposition or persecution. As the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8, "So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel, by the power of God." Let us follow the example of Apostle Paul, Billy Graham and other faithful witnesses who have gone before us, and be not ashamed of the gospel message, knowing that it is the power of God that brings salvation to all who believe. Let us remember that we are not alone in this journey. The Holy Spirit is with us, empowering us to live out our faith and share the gospel with others. Let us ask for His guidance and strength, and may we trust in His promise to never leave us or forsake us. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. As we go today, take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are there times when you have been hesitant to share the gospel with others, perhaps out of fear of rejection or ridicule? Have you ever compromised your beliefs or values in order to fit in or avoid conflict? Consider the example of Jesus, who was willing to suffer and die for the sake of the gospel. He did not shy away from proclaiming the truth, even when it meant facing opposition and persecution. Are you willing to follow His example, to boldly share the message of salvation with those around you, regardless of the cost? Remember that you are not alone in this journey. The Holy Spirit is with you, empowering you to live out your faith and share the gospel with others. Ask for His guidance and strength as you seek to be not ashamed of the gospel, and may you trust in His promise to never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thankful for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gospel message, which is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Help us to be not ashamed of this message, but rather to boldly proclaim it to those around us. Forgive us for the times when we have been hesitant to share the gospel, or when we have compromised our beliefs or values in order to fit in or avoid conflict. Help us to live a life that reflects the truth of the gospel, and to grow in our knowledge and understanding of its teachings. We ask for your guidance and strength as we seek to be your witnesses in this world. Empower us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be bold and courageous in sharing the message of salvation with those around us, even in the face of opposition or persecution. May our lives be a testimony to your love and grace, and may we bring hope and redemption to a world in need of your salvation. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 21 and chapter 22. And for the evening, Mark chapter 7 verse 14 to 37. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.